Do not deny your children their struggle. I remember this being spoken by a friend of mine whose son had just gotten married several years ago. And she stated this, indicating that she and her husband, as parents of their newly married son, should not always bail them out financially or in any other way, indicating there is a value in struggle. And I believe that this is wisdom for the ages and part of the gospel teaching today. Do not deny your children their struggle. Struggles make you stronger as a person, as a couple, and as a family, and give you greater trust in God, who has got everything in his care. Now, this certainly does not mean make your children struggle or abandon your children or not to help them, but it certainly means that you do not have the power or control to protect your children from all difficulties in life, even if they don't seem to be fair in your view. As I reflect, I can see on one extreme the college entrance scandals with lies and cheating taking place and paying off whoever it is necessary to get a child to a place they want them to be. Integrity means doing your own work, working hard, striving to get something that you desire, which is a good. On the other extreme, it rears its ugly head with helicopter or lawnmower parents at a very young age. When parents are de facto not trusting the goodness and expertise of a teacher and thinking that their child does no wrong, there's a problem. When a parent tries to prevent a child from experiencing anything negative or bad in this world, there's a problem. That's the way the world is today. Parents are not preparing and helping children live in this imperfect and sinful world. This is an important aspect of the incarnation as we reflect today on the Holy Family of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. The Son of God and Son of Mary struggled with many difficulties even before he was born into this world. And through the struggles of the Holy Family, they were transformed even more into the image of God, who is love. So on this Feast of the Holy Family, as we look at the lives of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, we see that they were not immune from difficulties in life. They struggled from the very beginning, seeking for a place in Bethlehem to give birth to a child. And they were denied even a beautiful place or a safe place to have a baby. There was no room at the inn. They found people cruel and uncaring. And today in the gospel, we hear that the newly born Jesus and his parents are threatened by a cruel tyrant, King Herod, who was afraid by predictions of these foreigners, these magi, that the king of the Jews was born. And so he, being the current king of the Jews, is afraid and wants no one to threaten or take away his power or position. So Joseph is told in a dream he is to take care of his family and take them on a perilous journey to another country, to Egypt. And I'd like to reflect on what that journey was like. Matthew does not give many details, but it was quite a faraway journey with no transportation that we have today. And it was through largely a desert land. And I wonder, how were they welcomed? Were they provided a translator? Because in Egypt, they speak different language than in Israel. What were their customs like? How were they assisted by perhaps good Samaritans, to use that language, which would come later, by caring people? Would they find a welcome? Scripture scholars indicate that they stayed there for about 2 years before returning, after Joseph received another dream, and to go back again on another perilous journey. So we can say that God the Father did not deny Mary, Joseph, and Jesus struggles in their life. They trusted that God, the power of God, was with them to help them through. They grew in grace and wisdom, and as it also says in the scripture, Mary reflected on these things in her life. That is an important virtue for all members of a family, to reflect what is God's will and God's purpose for what I am going through at this current time. The child was named Emmanuel, God with us. So as we continue our holy journeys within our families and within the greater family of the parish and the church and the world, let us trust that as with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, so today with us, God is with us in the midst of all of our lives, joys, struggles, sadnesses, fears, and challenges.